92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The competition among the cable networks is tense on a light day. On a big news day, it's really steep. The recent Trump town hall from New Hampshire on CNN drew an audience of 3.3 million viewers, which sounds like a lot, but apparently it isn't. It's about a third less than the number of people watching an episode of Celebrity Wheel of Fortune on ABC the same night. The cable news networks are in trouble. Back in 2016, nearly 75% of American homes had TV service, either cable or satellite, and they were using it a lot. Today, just 7 years later, the number of homes with TV service has dropped to 40%. That's significant, and it's probably going to drop by another 5 to 8% by the end of the year. Many people have switched to internet programming providers, but a high percentage of people just cut the cord because they can't afford it anymore. CNN actually helped to boost interest in cable TV service back in the 90s, but clearly interest in cable news is dying, not because of what they offer, but because cable TV as a format is dying. And it may not even be a thing in another 5 to 8 years because the licensing fees have become so astronomical that the cable companies have to pass that down to their subscribers. And it makes it really expensive.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.